You've been brainwashed. You've been brainwashed into thinking that thinking is what matters. And it all began with a thought. The thought that thoughts become things. All right. From what I can tell, thoughts are virtual things. Thoughts are produced by thinking. And your thinking is entirely determined by the states that you give life to, the state that you're in. Which leads us to, what is a state? A lot of people don't get this. A state is how you experience what you experience. A state is your identity. Pure and simple. A state is how you experience what you experience. A state is your identity. The state of happy, loving teacher has very different thoughts, very different thinking styles than the state of happy, loving husband. Years ago, I made a commitment. I've made a couple. We talked about devotion versus discipline. I'm not all that disciplined. I find myself very devoted. Discipline isn't what keeps me with my lovely wife. Discipline is not what has me do a daily podcast. Devotion. Devotion to the truth. Devotion to love. You often hear me say, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? When I work with traders, one of the problems that traders have is they take a trade and they don't get out because they start defending the logic that got them into the trade. And that's a great way to trade. Use systems, use logic. Notice what's going on and take your entry. But when the time is right, you exit. You either exit and take profit, or you exit and take loss, or you exit and you break even. But when you start defending, you start denying. In trading, you got to watch the charts. In life, you get to notice, where are you seeing from? Like a lot of people, I watched The Secret and I went a little nuts. And I noticed after a while I was having wins and losses that didn't make much sense. And then I returned to the teachings of Neville and started to explore. Because it's a really simple explanation. Thoughts become things. You notice what you think about tends to show up in your life. Somewhat true. When a car is coming toward me on the roadway and somebody puts on the turn signal and I know they're going to cut in front of me, the turn signal's telling me something. The thing is, I don't blame the turn signal for where the car's going, because there are times where I've followed people for ages and they've had the turn signal on for miles and miles and miles because they forgot they left the turn signal on. They keep thinking the same thought, but they keep going straight ahead because of the state they're in. The state is your driver. Your turn signal, well, it may or may not be accurate. It may or may not be useful. Generally, I notice that what people think reveals the state that they're in. A little more specifically, do they believe it? Do they experience it as reality? A state, a scene, both of those are how you experience what you experience. So it appears that we live in a finite world. That's what they want you to think, it seems. That's the thought everyone keeps having, keeps repeating blindly. And if you listen to it long enough and you accept it as true, that doesn't make it true, but it does limit your life. So they said about 2 years ago, the price of the electrics are going to go up. Don't care. Somewhere in the past year, year and a half, we got these beautiful outdoor lights put up on the house, the cottage, the she shed. Lovely copper lights, old-fashioned light bulbs. They just look beautiful. And we decided to leave the lights on so that anyone walking past the property would be blessed by the beauty of it, even at nighttime. And you know, electrics went up about 25.5% according to the Googles. And I don't care. What 7-8 light bulbs. What's that costing us a month? Nothing. It gives to us. It gives to people that walk by. Because I can imagine, I can accept the thought that we live in a finite universe, that we have a finite amount of money. And we've got to stretch it and make it last. Those are all thoughts. They come from thinking. Somebody's thinking. Maybe you're just blindly repeating stuff like that. But I'm going to offer you a new state. If you doubled your income and worked half the time, would you leave the lights on? See, I just imagine blessing more people. I just imagine more people taking what we do and running with it. I imagine your feedbacks. I imagine your emails, your updates from ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Because the state I'm in expands. The state I'm in explores. The state I'm in doesn't settle for an excuse or an explanation. So you're going to accept some thoughts as real today. And the thoughts that you accept as real, that you feel into your bones, let them be lovely. Neville Goddard said, always be investing. You know, we toss a few bucks on the electric bill every month so that we and other people can be blessed by the beauty that we have here. Let your light shine. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. If he got gold, if you want to dive deeper with us, NevilleGoddardStore.com has a lot of goodies. My email's there too. I'd love to hear from you. And why not imagine up something lovely right now? Don't think about something lovely. Don't repeat a thought about something lovely. Surrender to an experience of something lovely right now as we go into the silence. You can be right or you can be happy. Years ago, I gave myself a solemn oath. I'm interested. I desire. I deeply want people to be happy. I notice so much war in the world where people feel they have to be right and defend where they've been instead of discovering who they can be. I decided to explore and share and see how useful I can become. I invite you to join us on the adventure of a lifetime because you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Let it be an adventure. Have a lovely day. See ya.